Time now for your comments. Our series on the oil industry in Nigeria and the effect on citizens there brought this letter from Chuka Wabo, a Nigerian now living in Chicago. It is difficult for me to blame the big foreign oil companies for not being helpful and sensitive to the plight of the locals, but they share some of the blame. If they want to continue to do uninterrupted business in the country, it is imperative for them to work closely with the government of Nigeria and the locals to improve the lives of the people of Nigeria. After all they are asking for are good schools, roads, and an opportunity to earn a living. We have a couple of corrections this week. Our sports commentator Frank DeForge said that tennis player Pete Sampras set a record with 13 Grand Slam championships. Actually, Sampras has now set the record of 14 Grand Slam wins. Also, our story about Red Lake High School in Minnesota contained a reference to the 1999 school shooting in Columbine, Colorado. Columbine High School is in Littleton, Colorado. Many of you responded to our pair of stories about big houses being built on Cape Cod and tiny houses being built by a man in Northern California. Most are less than 100 square feet. Nick Malmquist of Dallas, Texas, told us about a place where these ideas aren't so at odds.
In the town of Oak Bluffs on Martha's Vineyard, there exists a neighborhood full of aptly named gingerbread houses, originally built upon the tent plots of Methodist summer campers over a century ago. The vision of curving streets lined with these very small yet very beautiful campground Gothic Revival houses would bring a smile to the face of anyone who believes bigger does not necessarily mean better.
Nick Malmquist's comment so intrigued us that we called Bill McConnell, general manager of what's now called the Martha's Vineyard Camp Meeting Association. He says the still-thriving neighborhood has its beginnings in the early 19th century.
1835 was the first year that they came together and pitched some tents. And those tents became cottages when they decided that they definitely wanted to be here for the entire season. And you walk in and you look around, that's all you see are these Victorian cottages with all kinds of gingerbread, all kinds of different colors, and families have been coming here for generations and generations. The kids get to know each other, and there are community sings, and people will say when they walk into our area how it makes you kind of, your shoulders kind of relax, and for the most part, pretty quiet in a very relaxing atmosphere.
The 312 houses of the Martha's Vineyard Camp Meeting Association were designated last spring as a National Historic Landmark. Finally, our report on new evidence suggesting the ivory-billed woodpecker is alive gave Carol Wilson of McKinleyville, California, goosebumps. "I deeply appreciate the extensive sound recordings you played," she writes, "along with the comparisons and explanations. It was an exceptional piece and sent shivers all over my skin as I commuted to my early morning survey of a threatened bird species here on the Pacific Northwest coast." The woodpecker story had the opposite effect on Brian Wall of Denver.
"Too much info on the woodpecker over the past month or two. It's kind of like getting a bad tune stuck in your head. Now, for the rest of the day, I'm going to be walking around going, eep, eep, eep."
If you have something on your mind or something to get off your mind, write us at npr.org. Go to the button that says Contact Us and make sure to tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.